This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Breakfast with the Murphys this morning. Anna Murphy, Timbo.
Yeah.
Very lucky to have in the studio with us this morning. Someone we love. Someone who's very entertaining.
We're so excited.
Someone who's been very entertaining during lockdown. All of them. Anthony Clear, good morning.
Good morning.
In studio, we have a real live
Do you know you're our first live interview?
Really?
Yes. Yeah, for the whole for 2 years we've been doing it.
We haven't been able to have anyone in.
I love that. You can touch me. You can feel me.
I love a guest that brings us food.
Yes, I know.
Like, it's so good.
Brioche. This needs to be told to everyone else.
Absolutely.
Set the standard.
Now, listen, like I said before, very entertaining. Like, honestly, you kept people so entertained during lockdown. Was that the goal, or were you just bored?
No, we were just bloody bored, to be honest. And it started out with these like in sync challenges that we're doing at home and lip sync stuff, and it sort of turned into something. And then we thought we'll just continue it, and you know, thanks to a few vodka martinis, it sort of just it got bigger and bigger.
But you got some people involved as well. Fev got involved.
We got Fev. We got Carson Kresley.
Yeah,
we got a few people. It was funny because I was lying in bed one night and I'm like, we need to get some guests. And Tim's like, okay, who are you thinking? And I said, oh, Carson Kresley would be good. And he's like, do you know him? And I went, absolutely not. And he goes, so how are you going to do this? And I just went, I'll just DM him. Like, you know,
as you do.
And 3 o'clock in the morning, I actually woke up going, ah! And Tim's like, what's wrong? He thought he got lucky. And I'm like, no, Carson messaged back.
So good. Amazing. Hey, listen, we were talking last week. Is Gogglebox on the cards for Celebrity Gogglebox for you guys?
There's a lot of talk about it, isn't
there? I know, right?
We were talking
last week. You are absolutely perfect for it.
I don't know, to be honest. Wow. I really don't know, but there is a lot of talk about it.
There's been a lot of talk about it. Well, if we can vote for anyone to go in, I think we need to vote you two in.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Very entertaining.
I would be scared to do that, to be honest, because I don't have no filter.
Well,
that's what we want, though.
That's what we want.
Point.
Okay. And we'll probably end up in divorce on screen, but it's all right.
Now we also need to acknowledge the fact that it's someone's anniversary.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah, when was that? Yesterday or the day before?
No, when was it? It was Saturday. Yes.
Happy
congratulations.
I know, right? 7 years.
7 years and 14 years together.
I know, right? Time for a trade-in.
I noticed you didn't bring him with you this morning.
Oh God, no.
I'm surprised that many, like you two, just the way you got through that lockdown, I'm like, you're the best couple in the world.
Well, this is the thing. People go, oh, you've got such a great relationship. I'm only putting the good stuff
online.
It must have been hard, though, because you're both very creative people. Yeah. And all of a sudden, your whole worlds have been shut down because of COVID.
It was really hard just spending that much time together.
Yeah.
Like, we've never spent that much time together, like in each other's faces 24/7. Mm. And we somewhat got through it just... But it was testing at times. I'm
very
not going to lie.
I just
love the ones where Anthony would be singing his heart out, and then Tim just come through, do some stupid stuff in the background, and your face was just like,
"I'm going
to punch him."
Try living with him, man. It's like living with a child. It literally is.
So I love it. Hey, a little project that happened for you a little while ago with Bonnie Anderson was Together Again. How did that come about?
I literally just called her and I said, "There's this track that I've always loved. Obviously, who doesn't love Janet?" And I just wanted to put my own spin on it, and I thought, I want to do this as a duet. So I gave her a call, and I said, do you want to get in the studio and just jam and just see what we can come up with? And
write something.
Yeah, we went to a studio in the middle of lockdowns in Melbourne, and we thought that would be the last lockdown, hence why I thought Together Again is great. We're coming back together again. And then we went into another lockdown.
I feel like she's really finding her feet now too, and it's a shame we had COVID, but I really feel like she's doing some interesting stuff.
I love her. She's just one of those chicks that she walks into the room and she makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Because she's just a beautiful person. And I love being around people like that. And she's young and spunky, and it just makes me feel young and not old.
Well, I want to play that now for you. You stick around and talk.
That's why we bring you in, to make us
God, it's called Dr. Tass.
Anthony Clear and Bonnie Anderson. This is Together Again on Joy.
Yeah.
Joy Breakfast with the Murphys this morning. Anthony Kalia, Bonnie Anderson together again. So good to have you in the studio. Oh, here we are. Put your mic on.
Turn me on.
So not used to having extra people here that he's forgotten to turn me on.
I've forgotten about that button.
So nice to have me in, you don't even turn me on.
Now, we need to talk about, obviously, you've got your shows coming up because the floodgates have opened again.
Oh.
The Welcome Back Melbourne Tour.
Concert.
Well,
it's a one-off.
Well, who knows? It might get
it's just in
taken
Melbourne.
All over.
I'll call it a tour.
Now, listen, how did it transpire? How did it come about? Because the floodgates open. You were already doing shows.
Yeah, so Tim and I already have our own concerts on the 17th, 18th and 19th of December. And we thought, let's see if we can put on a show together. And we've never done this before. So we thought, let's put a concert on. We call it the Welcome Back Melbourne Concert because we absolutely need it in Melbourne. And we thought that we would also support ACT. So we're donating $5 a ticket to support ACT, which I think is a great organisation that's helped the performing arts industry, yeah. Not only artists, but like crew backstage throughout mm-hmm. this whole pandemic. And it went off in like literally an hour. We sold it out. So we thought we'll
wow.
put on another show on the 15th of December.
So good. Amazing. Really, really good. Hey, listen, if you're out there listening right now and you want to go to the second show, we've got a double pass. Thank you, Anthony, for that. Double pass to go and see the boys. Welcome Back Melbourne. If you want to get your hands on it, you have to send through a message with your name and just say, Welcome Back Anthony and Tim.
Yes. Right?
Oh, I like
and
that.
Then we'll throw them all into a hat this morning and draw them out just before 9 o'clock and you're off to the concert. Now, how does something like this, how long does it take you to put together?
Well, we haven't put it together yet.
It's okay.
You've got plenty of time.
I've got a month.
But I'm just thinking to myself, like by the time you do it all in rehearsals, this is a short window of opportunity.
Yeah, no, yeah? All the rehearsals are booked in, the band's all booked in. We sort of have an idea of what we're doing, but we will definitely cement it this week. But yeah, like last week or a week and a half ago when the announcement came that we were going back to 100% capacity, we were just like, what can we do? And we're on a walk and we came up with this idea and then 24 hours later we were building the concert and it was on sale a few days later.
Wow, that's so good.
I love the fact that just before you were saying like the hard thing about lockdown was because you're not used to spending so much time together and you did. Yeah. And now you're coming out of it and you're working together.
I know, we're stupid, man. We're so stupid.
I think it's great because Tim's obviously crashed your concerts a few times. So maybe yes. you can do some antics back.
I might, yeah, don't you worry. You should. But the number one rule was, I said, if we're going to work together, I need my own dressing room. I yeah. can't share. We're not sharing a dressing room, babe.
That's so good.
I love that.
Why do you think it is that audience, because the Palms, you've done quite a few things there, but it always yeah. sells out. What is it about your show that makes it so special?
I'm just really lucky. Like, Melbourne's so, so good to me. Every time I do a concert there, it just really works, and I'm doing multiple nights. And I did 4 concerts in May when we came out of that initial lockdown. Yeah. I actually did 4 nights back-to-back there on my own. And then I thought, let's do another round of shows, and they worked. So, you know what? As long as people keep coming, I'll keep doing the shows.
Well, I think the thing that comes through with you is you're so authentic and real. And people,
sometimes
and both
too
of
authentic.
You,
well, I get in trouble.
Well, yeah, maybe.
My mum tells me off all the time. Get off the socials. Get off the socials.
The phones have gone crazy, by the way. If you want to get your hands on the double pass to go and see the boys' Welcome Back Melbourne concert, all you got to do is send through a message saying, Welcome back, Anthony and Tim. 0427JOY949, honourajoy.org.au. Now, are you going to have some special guests or is it just the two? Yep.
No, we've got some special guests, yes.
Are we allowed to hint?
No.
No, okay.
You just have to come to the show and
okay,
you'll find
we'll
out.
Come to the show. I'm looking forward to that.
And Tim's got a really great special guest for his concert on the Saturday night, which I'm so excited about. But you can't get any tickets because it's sold out, but it's really exciting still.
Rub that in. Great.
I love it. And what about for you guys? Because you've been locked down for so long, you've got any plans to travel or you...
Well, we have put some tentative dates aside for next year.
Everything's tentative.
Everything's
these
tentative.
Days,
but the thing is, because we've never been able to like plan a holiday. We always go on holidays at the last minute because it's like, I don't want to say no to gigs and like and yeah. work. So, and especially after the 2 years when we haven't worked, I'm like, I want to work.
Yeah, yeah.
But we also want to go away. So, you know, if we can go away in June next year, that would be great. You know, I'd get my groove off in Mykonos.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, now that's so
talking.
Cool.
Hello, boys.
Hello.
I'll be like the beached whale in Mykonos with my Camilla on. Don't touch me.
Oh, you're funny. I love it. With the show, if you're going to do one with Tim, do you bring some of his show into your show to mix and match?
We're actually going to create a whole new show.
Oh, right. From scratch.
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely. Because we're like, I've got my shows on the weekend and he's got his, and I went, let's do something completely different. So this week, we're actually going to sit down and like, we've got an idea individually what we want to do. And we're talking like last night about a couple duets that we want to do. And it'll be a bit of fun.
Do you tend to have different styles usually? So this will just be finding a middle ground?
This will basically be me and him like having an argument on stage for 2 hours. It's like coming into our living room for two hours.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
Yeah, just drink through it, peeps. We do. I shouldn't be encouraging that, sorry.
So, does he miss the TV stuff?
He loves the live stuff, to be honest.
You're right.
Yeah, put him on a live stage. It's his forte. And I actually have learnt so much off him in the last, you know, being with him, and we have our different styles and so forth, but I love going to a gig and watching him do his thing because he's just completely different to me, and he's such an entertainer. And I'm just like, big notes win votes. When in doubt, sing a big note. That's always been my motto. Oh, God, it's falling to shit. Sing a big note, quick.
Oh, I love that. I love that so much. Now, listen, we've had a message. Someone asked, when are you going to release a new album? And will you throw some big dance numbers in there, big dance tracks?
I don't know when I'll release a new album. Like, throughout lockdown, I was sitting on my ass a lot and I just thought, what am I going to do? And I had all of these songs in the bank ready to go. And I thought that I was going to put, like, an EP or an album together sometime, you know, at the end of this year for it. And I thought, no, I'm just going to, like, put them out there individually. But I wouldn't mind getting into it's so hard going through like a whole year and a half, 2 years of what we've gone through, because to get my head back in the frame of mind to get back into the studio and start recording again, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's been weird on
everyone. To be honest, I prefer live
to do it, yeah.
Yeah. Like me in a studio, I love it, but I prefer a live environment.
It's hard though, isn't it? Because people's expectations, they want more stuff from you. So you need...
Well, that's nice.
Do you know what I mean?
My husband wanted more. He just rolls over. I'm like, babe, come on.
You are the funniest thing on earth. I love it. Now, listen, if you want to go and see the boys in concert, welcome
tickets
back.
Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow
what time?
9 a.m.
And where can they get tickets from?
Ticketmaster.
Oh, Ticketmaster. Beautiful. Yep. However, we've got a double pass to give away. If you want to grab have your chance to go, just send through a message saying, welcome back, Anthony and Tim, to 0427JOY949, honourajoy.org.au. Anthony, Clear, thank you so much for your time this morning.
It's been so lovely to see you in person.
Yeah.
It's nice to be seen.
Welcome back.
I want to finish on this one. I want to leave you with, I love this track. I don't know why, but it's Last to Go. It's one of my favourite tracks of yours ever, and we get so much response from it. So here it is. Thank you so
thank
much
you
for
so
your time.
Much for coming
Give
in.
Tim a big hug for us, and we'll see you at the concert.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a good week.
Amazing. Yeah. Thanks, Anthony.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.